What if the key to your happiness has been hiding in ancient stories all along? Joseph Campbell discovered that myths aren't just entertaining tales. They're psychological maps guiding us through life's most challenging transitions. His directive to follow your bliss has inspired countless seekers, from Hollywood filmmakers to spiritual practitioners worldwide. Campbell's revolutionary insight was that mythology isn't about believing impossible things, it's about discovering the extraordinary within ourselves. In a world increasingly fragmented by technology and conflicting belief systems, his work offers something precious, a universal language of human experience that transcends cultural boundaries and speaks directly to our deepest needs for meaning and transformation. By understanding the hero's journey embedded in stories across time and cultures, we gain access to a profound template for navigating our own lives with greater purpose and fulfillment. Mythology serves four essential functions that remain surprisingly relevant today. First, it reconciles us with existence's harsh realities, particularly the uncomfortable truth that life lives on life. Early myths didn't shy away from life's brutalities, but transformed them through ritual and meaning. Second, myths present an image of the universe that sustains our sense of wonder. Third, they validate social systems by grounding laws in cosmic order. Finally, and most crucially for modern seekers, myths guide individuals through life stages from birth to death. While science has largely replaced mythology's cosmological explanations and secular institutions have taken over its sociological role, Campbell argues that we need mythology more than ever to navigate personal transitions. Modern rational thinking has ripped to shreds what he calls mythology's protective marsupial pouch, a womb with a view, where emotions safely develop. With diverse belief systems now accessible through globalization, we live in what Nietzsche called the period of comparisons, without shared cultural horizons. Campbell differentiates between elementary ideas, universal mythic themes, and ethnic ideas, cultural expressions. The hero's journey exemplifies this. While core themes remain constant, cultural figures like Luke Skywalker and Buddha represent local variations. These universal patterns emerge from shared human experiences of family, growth, and mortality. Mythic symbols represent spiritual principles, not historical events. Campbell sees Jesus as historical, but Christ as an eternal principle, arguing that literal interpretations obscure deeper psychological meanings. These symbols connect our conscious and unconscious minds. Human mythology evolved through tribal, agricultural, and scientific periods, each creating distinct narratives about nature. Hunter-gatherers believed in eternal return through ritual, while agricultural societies embraced the cycle of death and renewal. Even in our technological age, hero stories resonate because they address fundamental human needs, overcoming challenges, personal transformation, and community contribution. Though forms change, the underlying patterns persist across cultures. Campbell traces a mythological divide at Persia. Eastern traditions maintained views of impersonal cosmic cycles, while Western regions experienced conflicts between goddess-worshipping agricultural societies and masculine warrior cultures. This tension manifests in myths of sky gods defeating earth goddesses, like Zeus overthrowing the Titans. The Semitic tradition diverged by worshipping exclusive tribal deities, unlike Greeks and Romans who readily absorbed foreign gods. Hebrew mythology represents pure patriarchal mythology without goddess figures. Eastern traditions maintained an impersonal cosmic order where ultimate mystery is both transcendent and immanent, tat vam asi, you are it. Eastern paths seek unity through meditation, while Western religions emphasize divine relationship through institutions. These contrasting approaches, Eastern inward focus versus Western external orientation, continue shaping modern perspectives on nature, society, and identity. Myths operate through symbols that act as psychological triggers. Campbell explores two animal psychology concepts, the innate releasing mechanism, IRM, and imprinting. The IRM explains instinctive responses, like chicks fleeing hawk-shaped shadows, while imprinting shows how ducklings permanently bond with moving objects seen after hatching. Campbell finds imprinting more significant in humans, though both matter. This raises the question, why do universal symbols appear across civilizations if they're neither innate nor purely cultural? Campbell suggests these symbols emerge from shared human experiences, parent relationships, and universal stages of psychological development. Jung proposed that psychic energy manifests differently through basic attitudes. Introverts focus inward, while extroverts orient toward others. Everyone possesses both tendencies, but favors one. When the primary orientation fails, the inferior personality surfaces. At midlife, an enantiodromia often occurs. The dominant trait yields to its opposite. Jung's archetypes include the persona, our social mask, which becomes risky when over-identified with, and the shadow, our repressed qualities that we often project onto others. The infant's psyche begins with pure desire for gratification. When these impulses meet social restrictions, both get pushed into the unconscious, creating neurosis. Traditional initiation rites channeled infantile energies into mature forms, guiding the transition to adult responsibility. Mythic symbols resonate because they connect to universal experiences of growth and mortality, mirroring our own psychological development. The anima in men and animus in women represent inner contrasexual aspects projected onto romantic partners. When these projections fade, we must learn to love real people rather than ideals, embracing human imperfection. The qualities that irritate us most in others typically reflect denied aspects of ourselves, while those we admire often embody what we lack. Understanding these projections helps integrate our psyche. True psychological wholeness comes from acknowledging our full nature and embracing our contradictions. Jung's personal crisis revolved around identifying his guiding myth. Through work with psychotic patients, he found their imagery mirrored ancient mythological themes, revealing universal patterns in unconscious imagery across all mental states. Campbell observed that unlike traditional societies with inherited myths, our multicultural world requires individuals to discover their own mythological frameworks. Modern mythology serves to awaken wonder through science, reveal mystery in the ordinary, like the moon landing, provide ethical guidance, and connect inner psychology to outer experience. Your personal mythology may emerge through resonance with cultural symbols, recurring dreams, or meaningful stories. Campbell recommends discovering it by examining your dreams, life patterns, values, and significant narratives, particularly during life transitions when conventional frameworks fall short. Campbell's signature advice to follow your bliss derives from the Sanskrit concept of ananda, representing our deepest spiritual state. Bliss isn't mere pleasure-seeking, but alignment with something greater than ourselves, a profound connection to our innermost nature. In our world lacking established myths, Campbell offers two paths: emulating an inspiring figure from youth, or living for bliss by following your authentic calling. While ancient wisdom provides guidance, you must translate these teachings into your personal context. The goal is becoming transparent to transcendence, letting the universal shine through your particular life circumstances. This emerges from pursuing what truly inspires you, despite external pressures. When you lose yourself in meaningful work, you found your bliss. Campbell assures that following this path reveals unexpected opportunities and transforms you into a living embodiment of the mythic hero, contributing to humanity's spiritual renewal.